A History of HMS Pursuer. HMS Pursuer started out as an 11,900-ton Maritime Commission C3SA1 type freighter, built by the Ingalls Shipbuilding Corporation, Pascagoula, Mississippi, Maritime Commission Hull No. 163, Ingalls Hull No. 296. She was ordered as the SS Moore McLand for the U.S. operator Moore McCormack Lines, and her keel was laid down on July 31, 1941. The hull was requisitioned by the U.S. Navy on January 7, 1942 for conversion to an auxiliary aircraft carrier. The ship name USS St. George, AVG-17, was promulgated but was cancelled on March 17, 1942 when it was decided that AVG-17 was to be transferred to the United Kingdom on loan. AVG-17 was launched July 18, 1942 by her sponsor Mrs. Marianne S. Bartmer. In line with U.S. Navy policy, she was redesignated ACV-17 on August 20, 1942. After completion and builder's seat trials, she was delivered to the U.S. Navy on June 14, 1943. She was transferred to the Royal Navy on the same date and commissioned at Pascagoula later that day as HMS Pursuer, Pennant No. D-73, Captain H.R. Graham R.N. in command. Later that day she put to sea and proceeded to the U.S. Navy Ammunition Depot at New Orleans, Louisiana to embark her allocation of gun and small arms ammunition. Modification and fitting out at Norfolk Navy Yard. Pursuer sailed from Pascagoula on June 19, calling first at Mobile to embark fuel before sailing on the 20th by Norfolk Navy Yard. On reaching Norfolk at 10:40 on June 28, she was taken in hand for modification work and final fitting out. This work included her being dry docked, the installation of four heavy anti-aircraft mounts, four directors and cartridge case chutes, the provision of additional protection for bomb stowage, installation of air conditioning units, engine revolution telegraph and control switches for gasoline pump room, completed installation of pitometer log and underwater log system, radar control and captain's command announcing system, and modification of the ship's propeller. Her U.S. designation became CVE-17 July 15, 1943. On completion of the dockyard work on July 17, she departed at 15:10 and arrived at Pier No. 5 at 16:10. After storing ship, she sailed at 6:16 on July 20 for a post-modification shakedown. On the 23rd she carried out armament trials in Chesapeake Bay beginning at 10:50 shooting at a high-speed target towed by the USS Cuadon at 500 yards. The first run was completed at 11:32. A second, night shoot commenced at 21:15, this time at 800 yards, securing at 21:55. On completion of the shakedown she returned to Pier No. 5. Ferry load, New York to Belfast, July-August 1943. HMS Pursuer departed Norfolk on July 26, bound for New York, where she arrived the following day. She reported to the Army port of embarkation, Staten Island, to undergo voyage repairs, carried out by Bethlehem Steel Company, Mariner's Wharf, and to load her ferry cargo. Pursuer embarked 62 U.S. Army Air Force P-47 Thunderbolts as deck cargo. Their wingtips, tail assemblies and propellers had been removed, and together with 62 cases of plane parts were stored on the hangar deck. On completion of loading, Pursuer put to sea to join the UK-bound convoy HX-250, which departed New York at 1900 hours on July 30. This was a large convoy, eventually totaling 78 merchant ships, making the crossing to the UK. At 15:30 on August 6, the fast section of the convoy, Pursuer, Berkshire, Noah's and Away, American Press, O.M. Bournemouth, Nueva Granada, Baiano and El Costan detached in position 51 degrees 27 minutes north, 41 degrees 05 minutes west and proceeded to Belfast. Pursuer arrived in Belfast on August 11 and docked at Airport Wharf, Sydenham Airfield. Offloading was handled by the local stevedores, U.S. Army personnel and Lockheed employees. Work started at 8 o'clock on August 11 and was finished at 11:45 the following day. A total of 12 hours and 10 minutes of actual working time was involved. Modification to RN standards at Liverpool and working up, August to November 1943. After unloading stores and equipment carried from New York, Pursuer proceeded to Liverpool for further modification work to be carried out by Messrs. Harland and Wolfe to bring her equipment to RN standards. On completion of her modifications, Pursuer sailed for Greenock on November 16 to work up. On November 26, Pursuer sailed for Belfast to embark aircraft and undergo repairs. Pursuer was outfitted as a fighter carrier and was to operate two Wildcat squadrons, 881 and 896, each with 10 aircraft, and they formed part of the new 7th Naval Fighter Wing. The wing comprised of six squadrons, two Hellcat squadrons 800 and 804 for service in the assault carrier Emperor, and four Wildcat squadrons for service on the fighter carriers, 881 and 896 for Pursuer and 882 and 898 for Searcher. At this time 881 squadron was at Royal Naval Air Station Belfast, while 896 squadron was at Royal Naval Air Station Eglinton. 881 embarked first on the 26th. The ship anchored in Belfast Lock at 16:30. She put to sea at 08:35 the following day and embarked the aircraft of 896 Squadron, returning to her anchorage at 17:40. She again put to sea at 08:35 on the 28th, returning at 17:40 the following day. It is assumed this was for flying operations. She then underwent repair work, which was completed on December 19 when she sailed to begin her work up in the Irish Sea. The work-up period began with a tragedy on the first day when Sub-Lieutenant D.C. Newman, RNVR, of 881 Squadron was killed. He was flying in Wildcat JV-387 when he was waved off by the DLCO, Deck Landing Control Officer, to go around again. His starboard wingtip touched a wireless mast and the aircraft spun into the sea and sank. A second of 881 Squadron's aircraft was badly damaged on the 20th when Sub-Lieutenant Ted Davison, RNZNVR, flying JV-375 had a barrier crash. There was one other flying accident recorded during the work-up period, Wildcat JV-369 coded, SC, 881 Squadron, suffered an undercarriage collapse landing on January 10, 1944. The pilot Sub-Lieutenant D.L.W. Frierson, RNVR, was okay. Operations with Western Approaches Command, February 1944. On completion of her work-up, Pursuer was allocated for deployment in Western Approaches for convoy defense duties and sailed with the 16th Escort Group, 16 EG, on February 4, 1944. Between February 6 and 15 she provided air patrols over convoy OS-67KMS-41, Liverpool to Gibraltar and Freetown. During this period there were several flying incidents. On February 8 Lieutenant A.C. Martin, RNZNVR, 896, flew JV-409 into the barrier. On the 19th Sub-Lieutenant A.N. Pym, 896, made a barrier crash and overturned in JV-435, and on the 26th Sub-Lieutenant D. Simmons, 896, flying in JV-421 suffered from falling fuel pressure and ditched. He was rescued by HMS Scarborough. One enemy aircraft was destroyed at 19:30 on the 12th when Sub-Lieutenant T. L. M. Brander, 881 in Wildcat JV-429, coded, 2N, attacked a Heinkel HE-177 which blew up. On February 16 the convoy split, OS-67 continuing on to Freetown, while KMS-41 further split into KMS-41G going to Gibraltar, with the main convoy bound for Port Said. Also on the 16th one of 881 Squadron's Wildcats was diverted to land at RN Air Section, North Front, Gibraltar when its tail hook failed to unlock for landing on the carrier. The Gibraltar section of KMS 41 arrived in port on the 17th. Pursuer and 16 EG prepared to rendezvous with a northbound SL-149, Freetown to UK, MKS 40, port said to UK, which joined up on February 22. On release from Atlantic Convoy Defence on March 6, Pursuer returned to the Clyde. Operations with the Home Fleet, March to June 1944. HMS Pursuer was loaned to the Home Fleet for her next operation, sailing from the Clyde on March 17 in company with sister CVEs Emperor, Fencer, and Searcher, to participate in providing fighter escort for air attacks on the German battleship Tirpitz, Operation Tungsten. She arrived at Scapa Flow on the 18th. Flying training continued through the remainder of March. Operation Tungsten forces left Scapa on March 30 in two groups. Force 1 comprised Duke of York, Anson, Victorious, Belfast, and 5 destroyers left Scapa early morning and after conducting brief exercises proceeded to a position off Bear Island to cover the passage of convoy JW-58. Force 2 comprised Royalist, Rear Admiral Escort Carriers, Emperor, Fencer, Pursuer, Searcher, Furious, Sheffield, Jamaica, 2 oilers, and 5 destroyers left Scapa PM and proceeded west of the Orkneys. On April 1, the date for the operation, which had been April 4, was advanced 24 hours to take advantage of favorable weather and lack of air reconnaissance of Force 1. Force 1's first screen from Scaly Fjord joined Force 2 the following day and on April 1, the 2 oilers, with 2 destroyers, were detached to the oiling position. On April 2, Anson, Victorious, Belfast, and 4 destroyers were detached from Force 1 and joined Force 2. The Tungsten Force then steered for the flying off position. Flying conditions were perfect when the flying off position was reached at 0400 on the 3rd and the aircraft were flown off according to plan except for the loss of 1 Barracuda which ditched. 40 Barracudas and 81 fighters took part in the 2 strikes and a further 25 fighters and 9 Swordfish were kept for the defense of the fleet. The good weather allowed for the 2 strike forces to obtain their desired heights and to take the best route over the mountains. No enemy aircraft were seen by the strike aircraft or the fleet and the flak around the Tirpitz was much less than anticipated. The attack was carried out by both fighters and bombers, fighters strafing the defenses from a low height and bombers pressing home an accurate attack. The losses during the attack were remarkably small. 1 Barracuda was shot down over the target and another by shore batteries, both after dropping their bombs. A 3rd Barracuda was lost taking off from Victorious and a Hellcat ditched when unable to land on Emperor. Both strikes returned and landed on safely with the exception of the 1 Hellcat. The question of repeating the attack the next day was considered but owing to fatigue of the air crews and serious damage reported to Tirpitz this was abandoned and the force withdrew to the westward. After withdrawing to Scapa, 896 Squadron disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Hatstone, Orkney, on April 6, 881 remaining on board. This was a short break before re-embarking on the 11th to prepare for Operation Pitchbull. Operation Pitchbull was to be a repeat of Tungsten, the Force, Royalist, Rear Admiral Escort Carriers, with Emperor, Fencer, Pursuer, Berwick, Sheffield, escorted by Musketeer, Meteor, Marne, Matchless, Onslaught, Pourhon, and Sioux sailed on April 13, but the operation was cancelled the next day due to bad weather and the force returned to Scapa. Operation Planet was the next attempt to strike at Tirpitz. Pursuer sailed from Scapa on Friday, April 21 in company with Anson, Vice Admiral, 2nd in Command, Home Fleet, Royalist, Rear Admiral Escort Carriers, Victorious, Furious, Emperor, Searcher, Striker, Kent, Jamaica, Ursa, Undaunted, Wakeful, Wizard, Serapis, Javelin, Venus, Vigilant, Sioux, Algonquin, Pourhon, Swift, Kempenfelt, and Gulvin. An attack on Tirpitz, involving 40 Barracudas and 40 escort fighters, was again cancelled because of bad weather conditions on the 24th. The weather situation improved sufficiently for the next round of operations to be carried out on the 26th. This was Operation Ridgeable, which saw Pursuer, in company with the fleet carriers Victorious and Furious, and the CVEs Emperor, Searcher, and Striker, to conduct attacks on enemy shipping in Bodo and Rorvik areas respectively. A second stage, codename Ridge Baker, had to be cancelled, again due to bad weather. However, Ridgeable did result in three ships sunk off Bodo and a fourth damaged. The force arrived back at Scarpa on the 28th, Pursuer being released from her detached duties. She sailed on April 30th for Liverpool to undergo repairs. Repairs and anti-submarine sweeps in support of Operation Neptune, May to June 1944. On reaching Liverpool Bay on May 1, both 881 and 896 Squadron disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Burscough, Lancashire, where they remained until the ship put to sea again at the start of June. Detachments from 881 were operated from HMS Furious during this period. HMS Pursuer put to sea on June 2, 1944, embarking both her squadrons from Royal Naval Air Station Burscough to prepare for operations in the Western Approaches as part of the cover forces for Neptune operations. Pursuer was employed with Tracker and Emperor in a position 150 miles west of Land's End to carry out anti-submarine patrols to intercept U-boat attempting to enter the English Channel for attacks on invasion traffic. The 1st, 2nd, 5th, 6th, 9th, 11th, 14th, and 15th escort groups were also deployed in this area to provide additional support. On June 5th, all available hands were employed to paint all the aircraft with the black and white bumblebee invasion stripes that all Allied aircraft were to wear for the invasion. On June 8th, 896 Squadron lost another pilot. Sub-Lieutenant J.M. Barber was killed when his aircraft, JV-541, crashed into the sea after an accelerated takeoff. There were few contacts to investigate during this operation, but one enemy aircraft was intercepted and destroyed. At 18:35 on June 9, Lieutenant A.C. Martin RNZNVR and Sub-Lieutenant D. Simmons RNVR of 896 Squadron attacked and shot down a Ju-88 at 49 degrees 4 minutes north, 7 degrees 58 minutes west. Pursuer was released from Neptune operations on June 11, and on arriving back on the Clyde on the 12th was allocated for operations with the Mediterranean Fleet. Reorganization of the 7th Naval Fighter Wing. A change of policy regarding the structure of the naval fighter wings resulted in change to the number of squadrons embarked in the escort carriers. The two squadrons embarked in each carrier were to be combined to form a single 24 aircraft squadron, the other disbanded. On June 12, 1944, 896 Squadron was officially disbanded aboard Pursuer, her aircraft and aircrew being absorbed into 881 Squadron. Reallocated for operations with the Mediterranean Fleet. Pursuer spent the period June 12 to July 15 based on the Clyde, conducting exercises and drills in preparation for sailing to Malta to conduct operations in the Mediterranean. The CVEs Pursuer, Emperor, Khedive, and Searcher, fighter direction ship Ulster Queen, anti-aircraft sloop Stork and frigate, or, sailed from the Clyde at 22:30 on July 15, 1944 to rendezvous at 05:07 in the Irish Sea with Task Group 120.8, USS Texas and screen consisting of USS Jeffers, Butler, Herndon, Murphy, Shubrick, and Grady, for passage to the Mediterranean. The convoy passed Gibraltar in the early hours of July 22, and at 09:39 the USS Texas, ships Emperor, and Khedive, escorted by USS Jeffers, Shubrick, and Herndon, detached and proceeded for Oran at 15 knots. The remainder of the convoy consisting of ships Searcher, Pursuer, Ulster Queen, Stork, and Orr, escorted by the USS Butler, Grady, and Larche continued on for Malta. The destroyer USS Marsh joined at 21:45, and at 11:35 the following day HMS Attacker joined the convoy. The convoy arrived at Grand Harbour, Malta 0851 July 25. Later that morning 10 aircraft were flown off to Royal Naval Air Station Takali for pilot training. The aircraft were to spend 1 week ashore training 12 pilots as spotters and 12 as fighter bombers for the upcoming operation. A less than ideal amount of time to spend practicing a technique not previously trained for by the squadron, which only received their tasking orders on arrival at Malta. The fact that all pilots could not gain experience in both roles severely handicapped their effectiveness in the coming operations. Operation Dragoon. At Malta, Pursuer joined Carrier Force DF-88 for Operation Dragoon, the invasion of southern France. The carrier force comprised of two task groups, TG-88.1HM ships Royalist, Flag, Rear Admiral Trowbridge, commanding Task Force 88 and Task Group 88.1, Colombo, Attacker, Emperor, Gedive, Pursuer, and Searcher, Tyrian, Teaser, Trowbridge, Screen Commander, and U.S. ships Jeffers, H.P. Jones, Marsh, Nerlac and Murphy. TG-88.2HM ships Hunter, Stalker, and two U.S. CVEs, USS DeLaghi, Rear Admiral Duggan USN, commanding Task Group 88.2, and USS Kazan Bay. Pursuer sailed for tactical exercises off Malta with TG-88.1 on August 1. E Group consisting of HMS Royalist, Colombo, Attacker, Emperor, Gedive, Pursuer, and Searcher, Tyrian, Teaser, Trowbridge, and USS Jeffers, H.P. Jones, Marsh, Nerlac and Murphy, put to sea at 07:30 on August 1. At 19:40, ships of the task group conducted a barrage fire exercise. The force continued to exercise off Malta between August 1 and 12. Task Force 88 sailed from Malta at 17:45 on Saturday, August 12. On the morning of the 14th, Pursuer fueled the destroyer Tyrian. Prior to sailing for Dragoon, four spare Hellcats were embarked in addition to 881 Squadron's 24. These aircraft were put ashore to an advance base at Casabianda Aerodrome, Corsica later that day. It was later discovered that no survival or flying gear had been left in them. Pilots returning to the ship after being downed had to fly back with no dinghy, parachute or flying helmets. The invasion commenced in the early hours of August 15. TF-88 flying operations commenced at 06:10, the last aircraft landed on at 20:35. Only daylight flying operations were carried out. The assault area, centered on Saint-Tropez, extended some 30 miles along the Côte d'Azur. It was divided into four sectors, codenamed, from east to west, Camel, Delta, Alpha and Sitka. The assault troops were formed of three American divisions of the 6th Corps, reinforced by the French 1st Armored Division. The 3rd Infantry Division landed on the left at Alpha Beach, Cavalier-sur-Mer, the 45th Infantry Division landed in the center at Delta Beach, Saint-Tropez, and the 36th Infantry Division landed on the right at Camel Beach, Saint-Raphael. A fourth force, the 1st Special Service Force, a joint U.S.-Canadian Special Forces unit, was landed on the offshore islands Operation Sitka to neutralize the High Ears Islands, Port Carrolls, Port Crows, Bagord, and Levant. By the end of the first day, 60,150 troops and 6,737 vehicles had been put ashore, including the 1st French Armored Contingent. The two task groups operated together for the first 5 days of the operation. TG-88.1 withdrew late on the 19th and took passage overnight to Maddalena, Sardinia, to refuel and rearm. Gedive transferred to TG-88.2 to bolster that force. Arriving at dawn, men were allowed ashore to have a short rest and recuperation period before she sailed that evening to return to the beachhead. Arriving at the flying off point, a position south of Marseille, on the 21st. During this time TG-88.2 had remained off the coast providing air cover, they withdrew to Maddalena taking passage at 2100 hours on the 21st. There were several accidents and incidents during the 9 days of Dragoon operations, On the 15th, JV-691 coded, X, landed on too fast and with the nose down, caught number one wire but slipped off after pulling out only 6 feet. The hook then engaged number three wire but after pulling out 20 feet slipped again. The aircraft continued on into the barrier and overturned. The pilot, Sub-Lieutenant D. Simmons RNVR, was okay, but the aircraft was a write-off and was ditched overboard. At 11 o'clock, two Wildcats failed to locate the carrier force before running out of fuel, Sub-Lieutenants W.T.R. Smith RNVR, and R.P. Gibson RNVR, made successful forced landings in the sea. Both pilots were rescued by a Catalina at 12:50 and taken to Ajaccio, on the west coast of Corsica, from where they made their way across the island to Casabianda Aerodrome. From there they rejoined the ship at tea time the following afternoon in two of the reserve Wildcats held at the station. At approximately 11 o'clock on the 19th, Sub-Lieutenant R. Banks in Wildcat JV-669 took serious damage when his engine was hit by flak when attacking an airfield near Avignon. He successfully managed to ditch in the River Rhone. He managed to evade capture and return to the ship on the 24th. On the 21st, Petty Officer Pilot R. Britton went missing when his aircraft, JV-668, lost contact with his flight returning to the ship from a fighter bomber mission. He was presumed killed, cause unknown. A further 20 aircraft suffered damage from enemy action during the operation, mainly from fire from the ground while attacking targets. One spotter was hit by a 40mm shell and one aircraft. JV-646 was a barrier crash after catching number 7 wire on the 19th. On leaving the UK, pursuer was desperately short of aircraft spares, a problem exacerbated by the fact that her squadron was re-equipping with Wildcat 6s. This variant had a different engine, a Wright Cyclone as opposed to the Pratt & Whitney Wasp in the MK.5, a less reliable power plant that accounted for a number of unserviceable aircraft. The squadron CO reported that the severe lack of spares resulted in two aircraft being cannibalized ashore at Tarkali and all removable fittings, including the wings, being utilized to keep aircraft serviceable while at sea. During Operation Dragoon, the ship also acted as a spare deck on occasions where other carrier decks were fouled. 9 Seafires, 2 Wildcats, 4 Hellcats and 1 Walrus were landed on during these periods. At 1.6, Seafires had to remain aboard and this caused considerable problems as pursuer had none of the equipment, spanners and fold bars, necessary to fold their wings. This caused delays in operating her Wildcats as the Seafires could not be taken below. TG-88.1 withdrew late on the 24th and took passage overnight to Maddalena. Pursuer and the ships of TG-88.1 were released from Dragoon operations on Sunday, August 27. During 9 days of operations, HMS Pursuer's aircraft carried out 62 spotter sorties, 86 fighter bomber sorties, dropping 19 tons of bombs, 24 beach cover sorties, and 8 force cover sorties. Total sorties flown 180, total flying hours 365 hours 15 minutes. HMS Pursuer left Maddalena to proceed to Alexandria on the 28th, and arrived there on September 1st. A detachment of 6 Wildcats was put ashore to Royal Naval Air Station Dikila on September 3rd. Re-embarking on the 10th. Operations in the Aegean Sea, September 1944. While at Alexandria, the 7 carriers of Rear Admiral Trowbridge's escort carrier squadron were reallocated for operations in the Aegean. A new force, Force 120, was constituted on September 2nd and initially comprised Royalist, Flag Officer Escort Carriers, Attacker, Emperor, Hunter, Dive, Pursuer, Searcher, Stalker, Trowbridge, Captain, D, 24, Tyrian, Teaser, Termagant, Terpsichore, Duamult, Tuscan, Tenacious, Navarinon, and Garland. They were later joined by the cruisers Orion, Ajax, Royalist, Black Prince, Argonaut, Aurora, and Colombo from Naples. Operation Outing 1. Force 120 and the cruisers were to split into two groups, the carriers Emperor, Khedive, Pursuer, and Searcher sailing with Force A. Their task was to hamper and delay German troop movements in the Dodecanese Islands, Leros, Kos, Samos, Rhodes and Levetha. Force A sailed from Alexandria on the 9th of September to operate off the south coast of Crete, the carriers to carry out reconnaissance and strikes by day, also to provide combat air patrols for the force while the cruisers and destroyers of the force struck at targets by night. The first night targets presented on the 12th when Royalist and three destroyers attacked a small convoy on the Candius entering route. The next night drew blank, but on the night of the 14th two German KT ships were destroyed by Royalist and the destroyer Teaser. Pursuer had an uneventful time on passage to the planned operating area, one aircraft, JV-676 coded, UK, flown by Sub-Lieutenant N. Perrett, RNZNVR, had to make an emergency landing on the 13th. On the 15th the force was joined by attacker in preparation for the first air operations on the 16th. For the first 3 days of operations the Seafires from Hunter and Khedive, and the Wildcats from Pursuer and Searcher provided combat air patrols during the daylight hours for the command cruiser Royalist and her destroyers, and also for a minesweeping force clearing a path for the occupation of Kythera Island, between the western end of Crete and the Peloponnese. The first phase of the operation was the neutralizing of the outer air defense ring formed by the islands of Crete, Scarpanto, and Rhodes. On the 16th Seafire and Wildcat fighter bombers from Pursuer and Searcher attacked vehicles on the roads of Crete and sank four kikes and damaged a further six with bombs. Three of 881 Squadron's Wildcats were damaged by flak, JV-677 coded, UP, Sub-Lieutenant R.P. Gibson RNVR, JV-696 coded, UQ, Sub-Lieutenant T.L.M. Brander RNVR, and JV-706 coded, UD, Sub-Lieutenant T.L.W. Frierson RNVR. But all returned safely. They also strafed transport ashore and spotted for shore bombardment. Armed reconnaissance sorties were flown over the islands of Milos and Thia, and on the 19th the force carried out dive bombing of targets on Rhodes. Targets included four airfields, all vessels in its harbors and coastal waters, and all transport on its roads. 68 motor vehicles and two Ju-52 aircraft were destroyed. Two depot ships and five kalks were sunken and a radio station and a 1,000-ton merchant ship was damaged. Operation Outing was completed on the 20th and Pursuer and other carriers of the force returned to Alexandria for replenishment. Pursuer's Wildcats had flown 136 sorties. Return to the UK and operations with the Home Fleet. Pursuer and Searcher sailed from Alexandria and proceeded, unescorted to Gibraltar on October 1st, from there they joined the convoy MKS-63 from Gibraltar on the 8th. This convoy rendezvoused with the northbound SL-172 to form the combined convoy SL-172-MKS-63 bound for Liverpool. On reaching the cover of the western approaches the two carriers detached and proceeded to the Clyde where they arrived on the 12th. 881 Squadron was flown off to Raflonkesh en route. On October 27 Pursuer sailed for Scarpa Flow, re-embarking her squadron on leaving the Clyde. She arrived at Scarpa at 1800 hours on the 28th to rejoin the Home Fleet. 881 Squadron flew ashore to Royal Naval Air Station Grimsetter on October 30. Pursuer re-embarked her squadron on November 5 for flying training and to prepare to undertake her next operation, Operation Stake. Operation Stake had two objectives, first to give fighter cover for Operation Counterblast on the night of the 12th conducted by ships Kent, Bellona, Mings, Vuelam, Zambsi, and HMCS Algonquin to attack enemy shipping off the southwest coast of Norway, where the absence of fjords and offshore islands forced shipping out into the open. On completion of this phase an attack by fighter aircraft on shipping in the Vingvegan anchorage and an anti-shipping sweep off the Leeds to westward were carried out. The force, comprising ships Euryalus, Pursuer, Caesar, Captain, D, 6th Destroyer Flotilla, Nubian, Venus, Zephyr sailed on November 9 but were forced to return to Scarpa due to bad weather. They sailed again on the 12th to rendezvous with the counter-blast force. Pursuer's aircraft sunk one trawler, another was set on fire and a radar station was bombed. The force returned to Scarpa on the 16th. There was one deck landing incident on the 14th, JV-677 coded, UP, flown by Lieutenant L. Galvet, crashed on deck when the undercarriage collapsed after failing to completely drop down. The ship was not in harbor long, sailing for Operation Handfast on the evening of the 19th. Operation Handfast was conducted by a small force, Force 3, on the 19th and 20th November. Ship Stardom, Premier, Pursuer, Zealous, Onslaught, and Scorpion, Scourge sailed for an aerial mine-laying operation in Salastrømmen near Haugesund, Norway by Premier's 856 Squadron's Avengers with fighter protection provided by the Wildcats of Pursuer's 881 Squadron. For the mine-laying operation 856 flew 9 Avengers and her 4 Wildcats, these were joined by 8 Wildcats from 881 providing high cover and a further 8 for low-level cover. The operation was executed on the 20th and the aircraft encountered light, inaccurate flak which caused light damage to one Avenger which was unable to drop its mine. Of the 8 other mines laid in Kara Sound 7 were placed correctly. All aircraft returned to their carriers safely and the force returned to Scarpa Flow departing the area the same evening. Pursuer was not in port long, she was back at sea on the 22nd for another operation off the Norwegian coast. Operation Provident called for air attacks against coastal convoys between Mosjøen and Rørvik off the Norwegian coast. There were 2 groups of ships for this operation, Force 7 comprised of Implacable, Commander-in-Chief, Home Fleet, Dido, Mings, Captain, D, 23rd Destroyer Flotilla, Scorpion, Scourge, Sioux, Zephyr, and Algonquin. Force 8 comprised of Devonshire, Premier, Pursuer, Storm Mares, Captain, D, 26th Destroyer Flotilla, Volage, Zealous, Venus, and Vigilant. The force sailed from Scarpa on the 22nd but ran into heavy weather by the 24th which hampered operations. Severe gales brought winds of 60-plus knots over the flight deck and all aircraft on the CVEs had to be securely lashed down in the hangar. Both Premier and Pursuer suffered damage to their flight decks, as the heavy seas and winds tore away planking and bent steel support struts, unable to operate aircraft both carriers, in company with Devonshire with an escort of 5 destroyers, returned to Scarpa Flow, arriving there on the evening of the 25th. Implacable and her escorts remained at sea and did manage to engage enemy shipping. On arrival back at Scarpa, 881 Squadron were flown ashore to Royal Naval Air Station Grimsetter on November 27. She sailed at 0800 the following day for the Clyde to undergo repairs, escorted by Zodiac and Karen, arriving on the 29th. Leave was granted. Refit in the USA. Pursuer was scheduled to undergo a refit at Norfolk U.S. Navy Dockyard in December and after making good her repairs she sailed for America in convoy UC-48B which departed Liverpool on December 12, 1944. The crossing was a rough one, the already battered ship took even more damage before detaching from the convoy on December 23 and proceeded to Norfolk where she arrived 18:30 on Christmas Day 1944. She was to undergo repairs and modification while at Norfolk, her accelerator and flight deck were repaired and she spent some time in dry dock. At 10:05 January 31, 1945 she sailed from Norfolk for a post-refit shakedown in the Chesapeake Bay area, after which she embarked ferry load of Corsair aircraft for transport to the UK. Once her loading was complete Pursuer sailed from Norfolk at 17:39 on February 4. Escorted by the USS Simpson, for New York to join convoy CU.57. She arrived off New York at 16:20 on the 5th and joined with the convoy and escort force TG-61.5 for the Atlantic crossing. On the 15th, pursuer detached at 22:25 and proceeded to Belfast, where her ferry load was disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Belfast the following day. She arrived on the Clyde on February 17 for voyage repairs. The ship next made a round-trip voyage to Scapa Flow in mid-March to embark 881 Squadron from Royal Naval Air Station Hatstone, on the 23rd. On returning to the Clyde on the 24th, Captain T. L. Bratt, DSC, assumed command of the ship. Passage to Durban and a further refit, March to June 1845. On March 31 she sailed from the Clyde in company with the new aircraft maintenance carrier Pioneer for Gibraltar with convoy KMF-42, which arrived there on April 7. She sailed from Gibraltar on April 9 for Durban via Freetown and Cape Town. There were no convoys for Freetown on this date, so it is assumed she travelled independently with her escorts. On arrival at Cape Town, 881 Squadron disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Wingfield 9 on April 26. The squadron was to re-equip with 30 Hellcat 2s at the end of the month. On arrival at Durban, Pursuer commenced her refit on May 3. She was ready for sea again at the start of July when she carried out post-refit sea trials. She sailed for Colombo on July 7, arriving there on the 25th. Operations with the East Indies Fleet. Upon her arrival at Ceylon, HMS Pursuer was allocated number 898 Hellcat Squadron. Their 24 aircraft flew out from Royal Naval Air Station Catacaranda to join her on July 29 while she was on passage to Trincomalee. The squadron disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Trincomalee on August 1 when Pursuer joined the 21st Aircraft Carrier Squadron. The ship was allocated to participate in the upcoming Operation Zipper, the Allied invasion of Malaya, and the squadron re-embarked on the 6th to conduct flying training and exercise with the ship. Petty Officer Pilot A.H. Key was killed on August 9, when his arrestor hook bounced off the round down and the aircraft fell over the side into the sea. Sub-Lieutenant G.K. Taylor RNZNVR, in JX 709, also had a bouncing arrestor hook on the 16th. It missed number 4 wire but then engaged number 9 wire, but continued into the barrier where its engine was stopped. After the Japanese surrender on August 15, Operation Zipper was put on hold and Pursuer was released from the invasion force. On August 18, the ship was reassigned for duty as a communications ship during landings in Port Swettenham, part of a modified version of Operation Zipper, carried out as planned and rehearsed, but the covering air and sea bombardment had been cancelled. 898 Squadron was flown ashore to Royal Naval Air Station Puttalam on the 18th. Pursuer embarked parties of Royal Marines for shore duties, as well as medical and air personnel. Operation Zipper. Pursuer sailed from Trincomalee on September 5 and joined assault convoy JME-1F on the 6th, later transferring to JME-1S. At 0500 hours on the 8th, Nelson, in company with the light cruisers Ceylon in Nigeria, escorted by destroyers Nubian, Paladin and Relentless, sailed from Georgetown to cover the Zipper assault convoys en route to their assembly point off Port Swettenham. They were to be joined by the escort carriers Emperor, Hunter, Khedive, and Stalker to provide air cover for the landings. The Zipper assault convoys converged on the Malayan coast off Port Swettenham, and once assembled at first light on September 9, the ships of the assault convoys formed into two assault groups off Morib, where the landings were to take place. Pursuer arrived off the beachhead on September 9 and a medical party was sent to the storeship Wing Sang, which reported a case of suspected bubonic plague. This later proved to be a glandular infection. After the initial landing, Pursuer sailed up to Port Swettenham on the 10th, where Captain T. L. Bratt, DSC, went ashore with 200 Marines and accepted the formal surrender of the local garrison. Pursuer remained at Port Swettenham until she was released from Zipper operations and arrived back at Trincomalee on October 6. She was to spend the next 6 weeks on local trooping voyages, before being released for return to the UK. Return to the United Kingdom. The personnel of 898 Squadron boarded HMS Pursuer as passengers on November 20, 1945 for passage home to the UK. Their aircraft remained at Royal Naval Air Station Catacurunda. HMS Pursuer left Colombo on November 20 and arrived in the Clyde on December 12. 898 Squadron officially disbanded on this date. Once all passengers and stores were unloaded, Pursuer was stood down from active service in preparation for her return to the U.S. Navy on completion of the storing and equipment removal. Disposal, return to U.S. custody February 1946. HMS Pursuer sailed to Portsmouth for further equipment removal. She sailed for passage to the U.S. Navy Dockyard Norfolk on January 16, 1946. On arrival at U.S. Naval Base Norfolk, she was decommissioned and CVE-17 was returned to U.S. Navy custody on February 12, 1946. She was stricken for disposal on March 28, 1946. She was sold on May 14, 1946 to the Patapsco Steel Scrap Company, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, for breaking. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2017, www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.